Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk in studio today, talking to you about back injuries, a very important topic when it comes to car crashes and the injuries you have. We are Bell and Pollock. Today, we're going to talk about back injuries. If you have any questions, you can call us at 303-795-5900. If you've been hurt in a car crash, if you've been hurt by a slip and fall, if you've been hurt due to the negligence of another, call us, contact us, come see us. We'll talk to you about a legal game plan. You can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can look us up. It's bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, and look us up, find a way to come see us, call us up on the phone, make an appointment. We're happy to sit down, talk to you about a legal game plan. If you'd like to hire us then to handle your personal injury case, we will do it for you. As I stated, we're personal injury lawyers. We started our firm in 1984. Gary and I both practiced in the Denver metropolitan area before that. And we've been together as Bell and Pollock since 1984, serving the Denver metropolitan area. Also, throughout the entire state of Colorado, we've done cases in Colorado Springs. We've done cases in Steamboat Springs. We've done cases in Leadville. We've done cases in the eastern side of the state. We've done them all over the state. So give us a call. This is our form of promotion. We have books. If you'd like to have books as far as personal injury topics, take a look at us on championsofthepeople.com. You'll see that we have published, I believe it's 6 books by now. Then you're welcome to take a look at those also and see if you'd like any. We'll send them to you free of charge, or you can download them through the internet. We like to keep you informed. There's a lot of advertising going on out there of people bragging about their different accomplishments and about their different recoveries and about their different how they're there for you and how they are able to do your case and how they've had all these great clients that have done their cases. We believe that knowledge is power, so we like you to be able to look at our listen to our shows and understand what we do and understand what's available for you and how you want to address your case. Yes, we'd like to do your personal injury case. So give us a call. If you've been hurt, or if you know somebody who's been hurt, have them give us a call or give us a way to contact them, and we'll be happy to discuss what goes on and discuss matters with them. Today I'm talking about, back injuries. Back injuries are a major part of what happens in a car crash, especially in a rear end car crash. Somebody crashes into the back of you, and next thing you know, you're dealing with a back injury. You say, well, how can that happen? And yes, there's been less back injuries as we've had seatbelts. A lot of times that leads to a lower back injury. You're still going to have a neck injury also. When somebody smashes into you, they're smashing your car into your back. Depending on how you are seated, the seat is going to smash into your back, and it's going to make a difference on what happens to you when you get smashed into. That impact can affect the lumbar part of your back. The lumbar part is the lower part of your back. It's the result of an excessive force, something that is pretty common, really, when you've been hit rear-ended at any type of a speed or any kind of a force that has caused that injury. The first thing you're going to look at whenever you're talking about a back injury is the mechanism of injury. And the mechanism of his injury is how did the accident happen? We look at the mechanism of injury to determine what the forces were and where those forces went through. It's been pretty much established that there's no minimum force. There's no threshold of force that they say, it has to be this much delta V, which is the change in velocity, or this much impact on your body. There has to be this much impact in the car crash to cause your back to hurt or to cause injury to your back, because different people have different results from the injuries that they experience or from the impacts that they experience. So what might be something that is just a minor force to you may be a major force to another person and may cause a major injury. So you look at the mechanism of injury, not necessarily for the amount of force, although the amount does help to explain a worse injury, but you look at the where the forces are directed and how they are pounding onto you, what they're doing to your back. And that's where the important part is. So picture somebody running into the back of you, and you're sitting straight on your chair. And let's say you're sitting straight in your seat and the car accident and the car crash, and the person smashes into the back of you and smashes that seat into your back. That's going to cause your back to change abruptly its position. Now, if you happen to be twisted a little bit, it's going to change it at a twisting position of one form or another, depending on how much you're twisted. And it's going to be, and imagine those forces hitting straight on or hitting at that impact, the way you're twisted. This can cause an injury. The first place we'll usually look is to determine whether or not you have a disc herniation, or whether or not you've had some kind of facet injury. And for those of you who remember your sciences back a long time ago, when we start talking about facet injuries, we're talking about the bones that stack on top of each other in your spinal cord. They have, as those bones stack on top of each other, they're the facet bones. They're your vertebrae. And you have a hole that goes down through them where your spinal cord and where your nerve cord goes down inside of them. And from there, we have different nerves that come out and into different parts of your bodies. The nerves feed into different parts of your bodies, which are known as dermatomes. And the reason I bring all this up is that you go back to your biology classes that you had probably in high school or college or whatever, and you remember how the spinal cord showed those nerves going out. And in between each one of those facet or those vertebrae are discs. And those discs are very important to act as an ability to allow you to bend and twist. Because if your vertebrae was straight and just a steady rod, of course, you wouldn't be able to bend, and you have a very straight vertebrae. And that's something that you don't want. You listen to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. You can call me, or you can call our offices at 303-795-5900. I'm Brad Pollack. I'm here talking to you about a personal injury topic every single Sunday. This particular Sunday, we're talking about what's going on with regard to your back injuries when you have a car crash. And we've used as an example a rear-end crash where somebody smashes into the back of you. This can also occur when somebody hits you from the broadside, or even when they've hit you from the front, because your body gets thrown around and you have these sudden jerks of your body. It's funny when I listen to defense lawyers trying to say, well, you know, our crash didn't cause that, and there's no way our crash could have caused that. And when I listen to adjusters saying that, but then I turn right around and hear them say, well, you probably got that injury when you were bending over picking up toys in the backyard. Or they'll look for places where you didn't sleep so well and maybe you went to a chiropractor or got some massage therapy. And they want to blame your back injury on those conditions or those events rather than being hit from the back or from the side. So they think it's strong enough and a big enough force to cause the injury they're talking about, and the pain that you're having and the discomfort you're having and the restricted motion, because you've been picking up toys, or because you were playing with your kids, or because you were working in the garden, or because of the way you were sleeping, and that causes a bad enough injury that you need doctors or that you can't do things. But yet a car crashing into your car and causing the sudden and violent movement of your body isn't enough to cause any injury. And that's what you'll hear from the doctors and that are hired by the insurance companies to speak on their behalf and that make millions of dollars working for the insurance companies. Or that's what you'll hear from the adjusters, whose job it is to try to avoid paying you any money. And they don't want you to get any money. That's what they're all about. And they understand that their job is to try and find a way to say your crash or your injuries or your problems or your pain or your symptoms are not from the crash. They're from something else. So we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk somewhat about the mechanisms of injury. We're going to talk some more about the fractures and the injuries what kind of injuries you can get and what we're talking about in the next segment. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here to for you every Sunday. If you've been hurt as a result of the actions or inactions of someone else or the negligence of someone else, give us a call. Let's go over and see about a legal game plan for you. And we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today, talking to you about back injuries, talking to you about what happens in a back injury and what's happening and what you need to know when you've been hurt in a back injury. We're talking about events that occur that require you to accommodate or change or do something with your life due to a back injury, and what you want out of your lawyer when you're dealing with getting fair compensation. A back injury can lead to a great deal of expense, a great deal of medical care. And so it's important for you to understand what goes on and what happens in a back injury. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Brad Pollock. My partner Gary Bell and I have been doing this show for at least the last 10 years or so. I've told you about at the beginning of the show, we also do a show over on KHOW on Saturday mornings, where if you have questions, you can call in and we'll talk to you on the radio. Feel free to listen to that show. It goes at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on KHOW, which is 6:30 a.m. on the radio dial, 6:30 a.m. And in that show, you can call up and ask us any questions. We bring these shows to you as a service. There's a lot of advertising, a lot of lawyers out there who wants you to go, bring their case to them, your case to them, if they've been hurt, or to bring your friend's case, or do whatever. They talk about how great their results are. They talk about the great things they do for you, but they don't seem too interested in educating you. And one of the things that's important is for you to be educated. So when you come to our office, you can sit down and we can talk to you. Of course, if you don't want the education, you just want us to represent you and get you fair compensation for what's happened to you, we're happy to do that. But at the same time, if you want to have an idea what goes on, you can check our website. We have a number of these shows that are available to you that you can download and listen to. It's not a problem. And or you can call us up and get some of our books. We have about 5 or 6 books that we're happy to send to you free of charge. You can also get them on our website. That's championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. You can also give us a call and just ask us to send them to you. That's at 303-795-5900. We do have people available 24/7 to answer your phone calls or to talk to you and either get you in touch with the lawyer if need be or make sure your needs are fulfilled and we can take care of you. So feel free to give us a call. Gary and I have been in practice together since 1984. In the Denver metropolitan area and throughout the state of Colorado. We represent people in each and every area of the state of Colorado. No place is too far away. We're happy to represent you. We have offices in Steamboat Springs and in Denver. And you know, feel free to give us a call. We have an office in Greenwood Village, 303-795-5900, or contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We've been talking about back injuries. And when you've had a back injury, you're going to need certain things that are going to have to happen. The first thing is you're going to want to hopefully get some kind of x-ray. Normally, you're going to have to go past the x-ray and get into an MRI so you can take a look at what's going on in your back. We're looking for things such as disc herniations, such as spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the body channel. And you say, what do you mean by narrowing of the body channel, an abnormal narrowing? Well, we have a bone channel through which the spinal cord and the spinal nerves run. And it goes down your back. It's your spinal cord. And as you go down through it, you've got this hole in the vertebrae as they're stacked on your body, on your back, that allows your spinal cord to go down through it. And from your spinal cord, you have nerve endings that go out to different parts of your body. Spinal stenosis, where you have a narrowing of that body channel. Now, you're going to hear quite often, if you have spinal stenosis, and it's a natural part of the aging process. So you're going to have this narrowing. It happens in a natural aging, and so it's going to be there. But it can also be caused by a trauma. You can have a ruptured disc or a bone fragment that's invading the spinal canal space, that stenosis space, and it applies pressure to the nerves or to the spinal cord. And that causes pain because that pressure is pushing on those nerves, and then it causes pain, and it can cause the pain to radiate. It can cause you to get numbness if it's shutting off some of those nerves. It can cause numbness into your legs and into your feet if you're talking about the lower back. And with that numbness or the tingling that goes down your leg or that goes into your foot, you understand that you've had spinal stenosis. And this is something that's very important to address. And once again, you get the insurance adjusters, you get the defense lawyers, you get the defense doctors, you have a whole team over there who put together their legal game plan. And their legal game plan is to blame your problems on something like spinal stenosis. Now, we look for other reasons. We look for the ruptured disc, or we look for the nerve for the bone fragment. But even then, let's say it's just the spinal stenosis. We've had many, many studies out there where people have this narrowing of the bone channel that occurs naturally, and they don't have any problems. They live a natural life without significant back pain and without being restricted, without having the radiation in their legs and feet. Suddenly you're in a crash. Suddenly this comes back. Suddenly you're having these problems, and your back is giving you problems. And suddenly you're saying, now I need doctors to address it, or I have a disc herniation that I need doctors to address. What caused that? I mean, it's not hard to figure out. What caused it is the impact from that crash that has changed your anatomical structure in a way that now your back injury is a problem for you. And when that happens, the people who should be responsible for addressing it are the people who caused the crash. Now, you can have them say, well, it would have happened anyway. No, it wouldn't. We don't know if it would happen. We've had people who have terrible stenosis in their back, terrible disc herniations, that live normal, regular lives and die, and it's not until they die when they're 80 or older, and they take a look at their back and they say, this person should have had all sorts of pain, but they didn't. And your body does adjust quite often. Now, sometimes it doesn't, but your body can adjust to these changes in your anatomical structure that happen over time as you're doing things in life, and you learn to either live with the discomfort and it doesn't really become a discomfort, or you don't have that much discomfort, or the discomfort goes away. And when that happens, you're living a normal life. All of a sudden you have a crash. The anatomical structure changes. You have forces that are asserted against your back. And when that structure changes, now you have pain. Now you have problems. And to address that pain now, you're going to lose time off work. To address that time, you might not be able to do your job. To address that pain, you might not be able to do things around the house. To address that pain, you might need somebody to help you do things around the house. To address that pain, you may not be able to be as active as you were with your children or with your spouse or with your friends. You may not be able to do some of the activities you did, like biking or skiing or hiking, in which you recognize, or if you do them, you do them with pain and discomfort, and next thing you know, what you're faced with is you're faced with having to go to bed early, or you're faced with having to miss out on the dinner that everybody's going to after they've done the bike ride, or you're faced with not being able to come home and do the normal things with your spouse or with your children after you've been out hiking or doing things. And you recognize this has materially changed my life. And you need to talk to, at that point, doctors who are going to take a look at your back. They may find something, they may not. That doesn't mean you don't have a problem. It just shows the limitations of our abilities to look inside your body and know what's wrong. They're going to talk about the facet joints. They're going to talk about the disc herniations. They're going to talk about degenerative disc disease. They're going to talk about degenerative spinal disorders. And then they're going to talk about whether or not you need an injection, whether or not you need a surgery, whether or not you need some kind of a disc replacement or some kind of fusion. And when you start talking about these and they've been caused by a crash, you're talking about medical care that can reach into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you need to have a lawyer sit down and talk to you about this. And the lawyer it needs to be somebody who's familiar with and understands traumatic injuries, who has dealt with personal injury cases, who understands how these can happen and can also properly communicate with your different doctors. And I want you to understand that, you know, you're looking at a number of signs and symptoms. You're looking at future surgeries. You're looking at costs. You're looking at injuries that can adversely affect your sitting, how you do your job. They can affect your, even people in office jobs. They can affect how you're able to even work the vacuum at home. They can affect how you stand, any of your motions, activities. They are very devastating. If you have one, you need to call Bell and Pollock. Call us at 303-795-5900. Come talk to us. We'll help you to get through the maze that is set up in the insurance industry and set up through the by the insurance companies. We'll help you get through the smoke screens that they set up as far as how you're not really injured, or if you are injured, there's nothing to make it objective. So what you're really doing is just trying to find a way to make money, and we'll help you get through it. We'll do what is necessary to show or to prove your injury, and to prove that this is something that was caused by the crash that was a result of somebody who wasn't paying attention, or somebody who was at fault, was being negligent, was not doing what they should have been doing in the operation of their car. You can call us at 303-795-5900. I'm Brad Pollock. You can call us at Bell, or you can look us up at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Gary and I have been doing this since 1984 as a firm together. We were lawyers before that and came together in 1984 to put together our firm. And that's what we do. It's personal injury cases. So we want to help you. Give us a call. I'm going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. I'm Brad Pollock. We're here doing our show today, talking to you about back injuries. I've talked to you about a number of factors you have to consider in a back injury. The bottom line is, if you've been hurt in a crash or as a fall or as a result of the negligence of another person or the inappropriate actions of another person, you need a lawyer. You need to contact us. Call us at 303-795-5900. Or look us up at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll put together for you a legal game plan to help you be able to address your problems. We will represent you if you'd like us to. And we do it well. We know what we're doing. We understand the medicine. We understand what your value of your case should be. We can tell you what that is, and we can take care of you. We'll get you results that you're going to be happy with, that you're going to feel are appropriate, and we're going to make sure that all of your problems are addressed. So give us a call. Contact us. BellPollock.com, championsofpeople.com, or 303-795-5900. And we'll talk to you next week about another personal injury topic. In the meantime, look us up and check out any of our other radio shows. Till next week, stay safe and give us a call.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.